this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this with we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is September 21st, 2017. This is Geeks Next Door episode 78, I think. Something like that.
Holy crap.
What's happening,
we're
guys?
We're up there.
How's it going?
Happy All right. Night. What's up with you?
So let me read the room. I got Adam, who seems pretty chipper. He finished his homework and happy. I got Dave 2, who seems like he's normal Dave 2 self. I got Ryan Thomas, who seems kind of tired and morose. And I got Dave Claire, who looks like he just took a nap. How'd I do?
You're on it.
Yeah.
Good job.
Pretty good.
It's all right.
Spot on. So, in other words, Dave got up from a nap.
Nothing wrong with a little napping.
No way. I love naps. Naps are good for the body.
Did you have a cuddle buddy? Would you like a cuddle buddy?
I haven't had a nap in a long time.
You just got to make time for them.
Yep.
You got to schedule it. Oh, you have to make time for all the things you want in life.
That's true.
You know
you do.
You
know
what's
a prime?
Skipping naps.
You know what's a prime? You know what's a prime time for a nap? When you're laying down with your kid in their bed, and then you fall asleep, and then you nap, and then your wife comes in at 11 o'clock and says, "Are you ever coming to bed?"
That seems
like, hi, I just took a 2-hour nap. Yeah,
that,
sure.
That seems more like an extended sleep than because you're basically going to bed a little early.
Right. I did that last night, but nobody woke me up.
I just got back from the gym. I thought I was going to be late. I almost sent you guys a picture of my naked body and said, this is one for the spank banks. But I didn't.
Banks.
That's not, wait, did you say
that's
one
funny.
For
that's
the spank
good.
Banks or one from the spank banks?
That, see, I could have workshopped it, but I didn't. So.
Thanks.
It does.
So the next time I go to the gym, I should send you a photo.
I'll expect it in, 30 years or so?
Hold on. What's that?
I said I'll expect it in about 30 years.
Adam, Jim, oxymoron.
Yeah. Speaking of Jim, before let's talk a little bit about this fun thing that Amy saw about a couple weeks ago that I haven't got to yet over by Ryan's house, actually. Ryan, there seems to be a new playground over by your house that's built in the manner of a workout course, like a Ninja Warrior kind of like course. It's made for both kids and adults, and there's apparently two tracks, and you time yourself on a timer kind of a thing. You've heard nothing about this?
I picked the kids' track.
Ringing a bell vaguely, but I don't
know
where
this is. I saw it for the first time on Facebook this week. It's in Golden Valley, right?
Yeah, it's really close to Ryan's house. Yeah. It's off of 55 over by Golden Valley. So.
Yeah, like a Ninja Warrior course type thing.
And you, like, time yourself, and there's different obstacles or something?
Apparently there's one course, and I think it's shadowed, so there's two section sets of one course, and it's made for both kids and adults, so there's probably difficulties, I don't really know. And then there's timers. You hit the little button, and the timer starts.
Oh, I did hear about
that.
End,
and you hit a button again, and the timer stops. I just thought it'd sound like a fucking good idea for a kid's park. If you're going to build a park, why not build something fun?
It is cool, especially since then you can, like, kids can challenge themselves. So they can be like, ooh, I got like...
Ooh, but Ryan,
nine
is
seconds.
Safe? Is it safe?
It probably is.
No. If you fall off, you fall into jagged rocks and spears.
I don't know, because Ninja Warrior, they fall into water and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping it's safe. Ryan, I don't know. It's like, you've got to
run
through
like a
safe...
Ryan.
I'll check it out before I partake.
Yeah, we're going to go, I think, this weekend over there and just check it out, see how it is and stuff. And yeah.
Cool. It's like they built something for you.
Let me know. Maybe we can swing over there since it's in our neck of the woods.
Sorry. I only go to places when people go to arts festivals when they're in the area as well. So since people don't want to go to arts festivals, I also... Hey, so let me ask you guys this. There's a festival, right? Hey, it's a festival, and it says there will be food trucks. Like, so you can eat lunch and stuff. The food trucks around,
yep.
Yay! One of the
like
highlights
festivals.
Is food trucks. It's there's like art, festival, food trucks. How many food trucks do you think would be there? Like, what's a ballpark number of good amount of food trucks?
Five.
For outdoor festival?
Yeah.
You need at least 4 to 5.
11.
Minimum.
From all the festivals that Dave's put together, you need at least 4 to 5.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be, what'd you say, Adam, 5?
Yeah, I said 5.
Yeah, what, Dave, would you say 11?
Yeah, 11. Yeah.
I am more like Dave.
11's what I see daily downtown.
I expected like a dozen, half a dozen food trucks. There's three fucking food trucks at this place.
Oh my God, the lines must have been horrible.
Actually, there's nobody there. It was such a small festival. There's nobody there at all. It was kind of stupid. But it was in Golden Valley, so what do you expect? Okay, well, what's going on this weekend? Anything jump out in the news to you all?
I got to go to the gym.
You do?
Yeah, nice work. Adam's going to go to the gym and take pictures of his penis.
His penis?
Yeah. That you go put it in the spank bag.
He's going to add it to the spank bags.
Yeah. He's like, here you go, bro.
You guys are gross. I never said my penis. I said my naked body.
Well, totally going to the gym this weekend.
For Adam, that's like the
only thing that you do is like you need to make sure someone filmed it so they could do the Terminator pose.
I'll do that.
And rise up with steam around you. That's the only thing. So, Adam, do that.
It's pretty cool.
I'll do it. I'll do it 2 days in a row.
There you go. And pretend it's from your one is in the past and one is slightly in the future. Yeah. I like it. So.
You're welcome to join me.
Yeah. I don't know. Dave, what's going on? Oh, all I know is like
North Korea is finally saying what we've been saying all along about Donald Trump.
Trump's insane.
Our president's an idiot.
He's a deranged madman.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that's kind of cool. Just chill out, dude. I've been fucking talking shit. It's what we do. We're North Korea. Yeah. But you really want to blow up everybody? Come on.
Seriously.
I'm a crazy person, but I'm not the crazy person.
Yeah, he'll call out North Korea, but won't say anything about Putin undermining our democracy. Go figure.
It's because they're butt buddies.
But let's be honest, like that's what countries are supposed to do, right? Undermine each other, like from a shadowy past or section.
Yes, so. From the shadows.
That's what they were doing, but then they're like, the shadows are basically Facebook, so we're going to put Facebook ads out. Don't worry about it.
did Ryan go change shirts? He spilled and had to go change shirts.
I think he wanted to represent Huff and Puff. Is that what you're wearing there? What's the
No, Ryan. Ryan broke down the amount of time he had and went and took a nap. He can only take 38 second nap. He made time for it, and I'm very proud of Ryan.
Good job, Ryan.
Thanks. Do my best.
What are you doing this weekend, Chris?
What?
You asked us.
I never asked you what you're doing this weekend, did I?
No, he said what's been in the news in the last.
Oh, I'm fucking nuts.
I don't give a fuck what you're doing this weekend.
Adam, you got to listen to the podcast to participate.
Hey, he's too busy like thinking of jokes and workshopping jokes as he goes.
That was a good joke.
No.
And doing his homework.
Workshopping is say like, how do you think about it? Does that joke fit? How did it work? No, that's Adam goes, here's a joke. It's great.
Everybody
isn't it?
Laugh. Yeah.
Well, so like the Marvel released the Punisher official trailer, and it is great.
It is really beautiful.
It's right. Really good.
Let's talk about the Punisher. Okay, so I will watch the show because it looks good. It looks interesting. But haven't we seen his story already? Like in Daredevil season 2, isn't that basically his story? What are they going to show us? Are they going to show us after that or? Continuation
it's like,
of his story.
It's like after,
it is.
It's like after
the continuation.
The one with Jamie Foxx. The only thing I worry about is I don't want to see. I'm sorry, I don't want to see him on the carousel with his family 15 times. I've seen it already like 10 times. I don't need to keep seeing it. So I think I might get a little bit annoyed by that. You know what I'm saying? Does that ring a bell at all? Or you people think I'm just off in left field somewhere?
No, I think
no. I totally get it because you know in Daredevil season 2 we saw it a handful of times. You know, flashbacks, and when we're watching the trailer for the upcoming series, you're seeing the flashbacks. So, you know, is that more just because we're dealing with his PTSD or what? I don't know, but we'll find out, right?
It has to stand on its own, right? So you have to have that stuff in there, but I think if you watch that Daredevil season 2 and this, it gets to be a bit heavy-handed. Like, we understand. We understand his life is shitty, and that's why he's the Punisher. And he punishes those who wrong him.
Right.
Isn't Wilson Fisk the main villain in that episode, or in The Punisher, or is he...
Was it like Tim? I don't remember.
I don't know his story.
He was season one. Wasn't he season one?
Yeah. I know, that's why I'm wondering, because, like, isn't the Punisher background, like, Wilson Fisk the main villain, and since Wilson Fisk is gone?
Wilson Fisk has been kind of the bad guy for that area, for Hell's Kitchen, for whatever. He's just kind of...
New York. Yeah.
Yeah, for New York, so everyone kind of, I mean, even Spider-Man has gone up against him. So he's just kind of, I mean, where we've seen him so far in the series was he was the main guy for season one of Daredevil, and then we see him at the end of season two when the Punisher shows up in jail.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, season two's the Hand, basically, for Daredevil.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think we're going to see Wilson Fisk here. Yeah, I mean, he might have a cameo, but, I mean, they've made it pretty clear that their arc for this one is him going back against the Special Forces group that, you know, tracked him down.
Created, yeah.
Because, yes, that's what he finally accepted when he killed the guy in season two. That guy, like, betrayed him and stuff like that. There's...
Mm. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it. It'll be fun because Punisher's fun, but he's fun by killing a bunch of people. I don't want super flashbacks every episode to flesh out his personality when we already know his personality really well. I mean, we basically got a lot of
it was pretty clear.
Yeah, I mean, he's the anti-hero. We know who he is.
Right.
So, with that being said, and we talked about this a few episodes back when we went through all the upcoming superhero shows, movies and stuff that are coming out, a news little clip that came out this week was The Defenders is reportedly the least watched Marvel show on Netflix right now.
How's that possible?
Even less than Iron Fist.
How's that possible?
Do you guys think we're at superhero fatigue?
I don't buy it. There's no way. Because if you liked any one of those characters, you're going to watch Defenders. Wait. Fuck, who wrote this? I'm going to take him to task. Who is this bitch?
one of the critics for IGN.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They don't have any raw data. They're just being little bitches. Because I think we're through five episodes now of Defenders. I'm assuming you guys have watched it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're through five episodes. And I think obviously Ryan has it. I'm ignoring Ryan as he's ignoring us. It works out really well that way. We just ignore each other.
I'm listening.
he's looking up AI.
But it's good. It took a little while to get going. It reminded me a lot of, Luke Cage that way, where it took a few episodes to kind of get going. And now that they're all together, I'm having a good time with it. There's no way. No. I want to see Data. There's no fucking way. No fucking way. Fuck you and your fucking IGN bitch guy.
I wonder if people don't watch it because...
Ryan started searching for Data.
There might be, like, too many prerequisite shows. Like, so
Some people may think that, but I don't think you need it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Some people may think that, and there's a lot of shows that you feel like you should have watched before you watch it. If you miss one of them, maybe you'll watch it. If you miss two of them, you might be like, ooh, I should probably watch Iron Fist or Jessica Jones or whatever the fuck else I missed.
That's valid. And maybe I'd like to see the data on those shows. Like, is those shows getting like a bigger spike to try to catch up in order to watch Defenders later?
You got a good point there.
I know.
Maybe a little
statistics.
Where's that at, douchebag guy who's reporting this? Did he look into that? No. No, he just was like, Defender sucks. I hate the world, and I don't like him anymore. Fucker.
I don't... On the big screen, I think they kind of have slowed down for me. But on the small screen, I think I'm still down to watch superhero movies. Or TV shows. So,
what's the last couple Marvel movies on the big screen, as Adam puts it? Guardians of the Galaxy 2 kind of counts,
and
right?
Spider-Man
were those two this year so far.
What was that, Dave? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Spider-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy 2 were this year.
Right, Spider-Man. Oh yeah, it was in the universe. Yeah. I like that movie. I thought that was a great movie. What do you mean they're slowing down? You didn't like that movie?
No, those were like two of the best ones.
Okay, so what do you mean by slowing down then? Explain more.
Civil War, I'm like,
Civil War is great. You don't even know.
It was fine, but I'm ready for Star Wars. I'm ready for some better action.
Superhero fatigue setting in on Adam because he could care less.
But one does not predicate that you have to watch. You don't get to watch the other one. You can be fine with. You don't have to go to all of them.
Preferably, I would watch Star Wars first and then superhero movies. But that's okay.
Okay, just change the start of the year to start December 1st.
That works. Wait a minute. December
is the first of the month, or first of the year, and then you watch Star Wars first of the year, and then everything else comes after.
Do it. Let's do it.
This is an interesting article. It's basically saying that almost all the shows except for Daredevil perform similarly, like between 17% and 28% of Daredevil's numbers, which isn't that great. It just basically shows people like to watch Daredevil, but they didn't watch anything else.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Interesting. I could see people doing that and not wanting to commit to the other ones, or maybe Daredevil's the bigger name.
Yeah, Daredevil definitely has the biggest name recognition. It has.
Yeah.
It had a movie.
But didn't it come out first, too?
Yeah, but it had a movie.
That, too.
So, I mean, and that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Punisher had a movie in theaters.
A couple, didn't it? That's Punisher true. Warzone.
Yeah, that kind of came out in theaters, but it was good.
Theater movies,
I thought it was
a couple
really
made for TVs.
Huh. But
okay.
Didn't he have a purple suit on when he was in the theater, though?
No.
Flex.
But I just give it to the trailer people. I will always give it kudos to trailer people because they did a really good song. A little Metallica one, which is about a guy coming back home from war.
Sure.
And anytime in a trailer, they can have gunshots and bullets ejecting from a gun in the beat, to the beat of drums.
Yeah.
It's like anytime they do that in a trailer, you got me on that one.
That's true. Because it was a very good trailer. They do trailers really well. I'll give them that. So Ryan,
to me, this one looks the most watchable.
Really interesting. Why is that? Just because there's more action?
It feels more standalone and like it may have a more sort of self-standing plot.
Okay.
I
can see that. So let me ask you this: if you watch this show, Punisher, and you're like, "God, that was really good." How likely are you to go back and watch Daredevil Season 2 where he features prominently in that show?
25%?
So not at all. Okay.
That's pretty good.
No, it's not. That's nothing. Because I'm different. We're different. Like, if I get into something, I, seek out everything that's in it because I want to know more about it. And you would probably... It seems like you're like, I'd watch it, but I wouldn't get into it that much. So fuck you, Chris, basically is what I'm hearing you say. What a dick. Who's for getting Ryan out of the podcast? He just calls us dicks all the time, tells me to fuck off. Like this.
Do we need a 3 out of the
4
5?
Can the 4 kings get rid of one of the kings? Is that part of the rules?
I don't think that's an acceptable situation.
I think, we've had a rule originally that said no king can get rid of another king, or no conglomeration of kings can get rid of another king, and since we can't break that rule, we're kind of stuck with each other. So.
Yeah.
Ryan, let's go back to your searching for AI.
But I also, there is also, we can make rules that as long as another king doesn't go against another king's rules, we can make rules while Ryan's not here, and we know Ryan will always be late to the king's meetings.
That's true. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
There's always the hang-up button if needed.
Just like,
only to be used by. I don't know. I'm liking Defenders. I think it's really good. I'm enjoying it a lot. I don't like the plot so much as I like the characters. I mean, so far the plot's been kind of but the characters and the character interaction is so much fun. I really like it. I like when Jessica Jones is like, you look better with the scarf on instead of the fucking suit, dude. that shit's funny.
So what do you got? You got 3 episodes left, right? There
something
was
like
8.
That. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 I'd like, so knowing that Iron Fist and Luke Cage are like supposed to be super buddy-buddy, I like seeing that friendship develop.
Yeah.
Because they get to be like bestie friends.
Yes, you're right. I do like their first sparring session, and they're like a little bit of mutual respect for each one, but also like you talk shit about them even though they're kind of cool.
Right.
I just love how Luke Cage just storms off. He's like, I can't deal with you.
That's kind of how he is, though.
That's kind of how, like, that's actually one of the things that's kind of annoying, is half of them are like, this is my fight, I can't bring anybody into it, this is my fight, like, for over and over and over and over again, you'll get hurt here with me, just fucking, come on.
Just wait.
No, I've accidentally had things spoiled, thanks guys, appreciate that.
I didn't spoil anything.
You all did, just by your looks, right there, I can see it.
Yeah, look at Ryan's face, he's like, ugh.
Spoiler.
No, I'm assuming they're moving Daredevil into season 3 would be something like Rebirth, in which case you kind of know what happens in order to get him to that set place. I could be wrong, but that's kind of what I assume based on people just saying snippets here and there, like, just wait, and things like that. So.
I could give you a bunch of stuff to read if you want.
Like later.
Like what?
Later.
Like, I could just give you some comics, and then you'd be like, oh, cool. That's, you know, it's really, I like that it's, they do things out of order, which is really nice. Because right. Not in the order that I've read them, in the order that they want to, because they don't have to do 100% linear storytelling.
Right. And actually, if they're following some of the comics, I've read a lot of Daredevil, actually. That's like the one read a lot of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, what the hell? We'll see what happens. It's kind of like reading Game of Thrones and watching Game of Thrones. They're different, right? I mean, no matter what happens, it's different.
So. One's better than the other. I'm not saying which.
But it is fun when you do hit the, like, interesting beats, and it's different than you picture things in your head, which is fun. But also, Tomb Raider. They're making a movie, Tomb Raider.
Again?
Reboot. Yep.
Yeah. It is basically like when she's really young and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, she's like 20 something.
Is that because Lara Croft's getting too old?
Well,
probably.
In the game, they basically got to a point where it's like everyone liked the character, but they wanted to put her in more of a realm where she was like good at everything and all this stuff, so they kind of wanted to bring her back and strip down all of her abilities, and it's nice to figure out and like watch her, like how she became. It's kind of like watching Indiana Jones. Sure. And seeing like, oh, cool, this is where he learned that thing that he talks about for like 4 seconds in the movie.
Mm, that's cool. That's why he got that scar on his chin.
Ooh, yes,
Ryan, you should watch the trailer. Puzzle boxes.
Yes, from the whip.
From the whip, he got
the whip when he fell into the on the train.
Lion. Taming whip.
This belongs in a museum.
You belong in a museum. You belong in a museum. You belong in a
exactly.
museum.
The whole... That's pretty much all the TV show was.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought... I think it looks really good. Because that game was really fun, too.
Okay, so if I watched this movie, it would be just as a standalone action movie. Because I don't really know much about the games or the other movies really that much, so... Which is fine. You don't need to know much about it.
Yeah, but you kind of know her basic. You know, her name is Lara Croft Tomb Raider. That's her. She goes and finds job. Tomb. So basically, her name followed by her title is right below it. So it's like you kind of get the gist of what she's gonna do.
We should all have titles like Adam White Wannabe 3D Printer or something. You know,
wannabe.
Whatever we do should be our title. Chris Banks, awesome guy. You know, it should be stuff like that.
I do Ryan, know that Lara Croft. Ryan 22 Hours Thomas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't the Lara Croft series, did that spark some outrage by super feminists that are like, her boobs are too big and she's jumping too big or something like that?
Yeah, the jumping part is too big. She is able to do things that are beyond
her boobs are jumping too big.
No. I think that just had to do with like polygons when they first came out. It was like.
I understand. Yep.
Remember when those looked so awesome?
Yeah, I don't think it was 100% polygon, but that's pretty funny. I like that as the excuse. Like, sorry, the polygon. We only can use these rectangles, the math and all. And so we had to use a bunch of them, and we created these giant diamonds. It is what it is. Science. Sorry, ladies.
It reminds me of the new Jumanji movie, that line in there. Like, we're in a jungle. Why am I in a t-shirt or a short skirt and a fucking tank top? That's a good point. Why would you be in
Because you're in a video game.
You're in a video game, exactly.
But that's the movie that looks good.
Yeah, it looks really
looks
good.
Looks like fun.
Yeah, it seems like I haven't been to the movie theater in a long time.
That's true. What else you got, Dave? Anything cool? Adam's got stuff too. Wow, Adam, you put cool stuff.
Thank you. Ryan?
Yes, sir.
There's good news. Avatar 2 is starting filming in a week.
Wait, isn't it done? I thought they were going to do like 30 of them and they're all done underwater or some shit like that.
I don't know.
Isn't that why he went underwater and created a colony or something like that?
Maybe, but it starts filming, so Ryan can start getting the ultimate computer set up so he can have the best background.
All right, I just got to say it. So when was the first Avatar movie?
What, 2001?
Feels like it was a long time ago.
It was a fucking 2009.
There you go.
So it's been 8 years, 10 years by the time this movie comes out? That's not good for, like, recognition of a series, or, you know what I mean? Like, you can't do that. You can't take 10 years off and be like, remember me? Like, people have moved on. I don't know.
Yeah, Jake Sully's not going to be as...
this, honestly.
Jake Sully won't be as young.
I think, you know, I do actually feel like it. I don't love the idea of a second sequel for this one, because the plot to me didn't. It was about the effects. You know what I mean?
And they're making five of them.
That's
going to be a 50-year movie.
Until 2025, there's movies coming out every 2 or 3 years.
It's going to be 50 years. No, they're going to put one out every 10 years.
But you know what's weird? It can flop, but because of how much the first one made, it still will be making. All of them will make money based on that.
Yeah.
But it could also not flop. Like, right. I'll probably see it, and if the second one is good, then the series still certainly have a chance. But a lot's going to rest on the second one, right? Because that's where you're kind of unsure. Like, can they? That's the question: is can they make it a series? And a lot of that comes out of this first attempt to continue the story. So, a lot rests on the quality of this first film. If it's good, if it does well, and people say it's well regarded, this first of the sequels, then you know, then it's got a chance. That's my take. It all lays on the second one. Otherwise, you're going to have, like, three, like they did with Starship Troopers, where they're just going to be like, fuck it. We're going to get rid of the actors, get some chick to get naked once in a while, and probably make a couple bucks, go straight to DVD. No problem.
The thing is, she's got so much money. Like, he's literally got so much money. He could just be like, whatever, I'm just going to make this stuff because I love technology so much.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I can do whatever the fuck I want. I don't care if it makes money. If anything that it makes is just gravy for me because I am rich as fuck.
Well, that's actually an interesting point. Is if he... I like the idea that maybe they'll push the boundaries of, like, you know, CG and stuff like that. Like, generated effects and cool stuff. That actually gets my excitement up a little bit more.
So
the plot.
Do you think the effects have to be, like, updated, obviously? They can't use the same shit that they used 10 years ago, right? Or can they?
Why not?
I don't know. Was it so game-breaking?
I'm sure they're updated.
Hasn't been updated in 10 years? 10 years is a long-ass time.
Yeah, you know he's updating it, like, a lot. And then he's, like, just think if he came up with all kinds of cool, like, and then he just goes, all right, I came up with some awesome stuff, and then now it can just light. It's like game companies when they make really cool engines. It's not always them who make the best games with that engine. You can just sell that engine or license it out and be like, alright guys, now it's guys can make it with my cool technology.
Yeah, okay.
Because the guy's super smart. I mean, he's like, whatever he wants to do, he just does. He's like, I want to go to the bottom of the ocean. Fuck it, I'm going to build this cool sub and go down there.
And then I'm going to make a movie because I got down here.
I'm building a fucking secret colony, don't worry about
it. Yeah, right. You know Terminators? I already got them.
You know that's what he's doing. Like, one of those Russian things, they ain't got shit on my Terminators. I'd like to, if we see it, well, we'll see it because Ryan will see it. I'd like to convince the theater to allow me to wear my GoPro, but only aimed at Ryan for reaction shots for when that looks like a fucking screensaver. How did they code that?
The first one was pretty impressive.
He's doing what my kid does when he's excited.
I wish. Ryan just unloads when he's excited. Oh! You don't want to be anywhere near.
Hold my hand.
Oh, fuck that.
That's funny.
Good job, Ryan.
Speaking of nerdgasm, so Fox, the president of entertainment, came out and said, you know, I would love to bring Firefly back, but only if Whedon came back and is fully on board for the project.
Yeah, we could do it. Joss Whedon would fucking do that in a heartbeat.
Wait, would he?
He can pretty much write anything he wants movie-wise right now.
Hold up. They want to continue it or restart it or what?
Fox would be up for a Firefly revival, whatever and however that would look.
Revival. Okay, so basically bringing it back, hopefully.
Bringing it back, or maybe set it in the world if they can't get all the actors back.
Sure.
You know, because everyone's kind of moving on. I mean, they're close-knit, but...
Okay.
You know, they're all moving on to different
stuff. Well, they killed off Wash. They fucking killed off Bishop.
Who says that has to take place?
Yeah, it take place before that.
Before that, right?
Didn't they kill off Kaylee too?
No.
She survived because she wanted to have sex
on the doctor.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna have sex. I'm gonna survive. I'm gonna live.
The problem is like that's like a unique time and place for that thing where like magic happened, where all these people came together on this crazy ass premise of a fucking sci-fi western, like happen, you know, like I don't know if the magic could happen again. I just don't, you know, there's a part of me that thinks that I don't think it could.
Right.
Like, because
okay,
it was a time and a place that like was
perfect.
Magic and perfect.
I don't necessarily agree with you, but I understand where you're coming from because I think that I watched it when it wasn't out, like a little bit later.
Yep.
And I think it was the characters that drove that, right? So as long as you can find good characters, I think you can drive it still, and I would watch it.
Right.
It's writing. Like, it was the writing, too. The writing and the characters were great.
Right, but I'm saying, like, everyone, like, you know, everyone was the appropriate age, like, when they did everything, and, like, the writers were, like... Like, as you grow up, as you get older and stuff like that, your voice changes on who you are. So, I don't know, you'd have to get, like, the perfect writers again.
Oh, sure.
But the writers who write those
were
the perfect writers at the time. So, you couldn't be like, I'm going to bring back the guy who did this, and the guy who did this, and the guy who did this. But now those are all older. Do they have the same voice? Could they?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, you're saying it was... Yeah, I hear you. I'm optimistic that they could continue something strong like that, especially in a universe that's established like that. And the tone's already established. There might be writers that grew up on it that were so influenced by that's the way they write. So they would step in and be like, I know this show backwards and forwards. Let me take a crack at it, and it might be fucking good.
Right, yes. But, like, yeah, so that what I'm saying is, like, they... Getting the old people back, getting the gang back together might not necessarily be what they need.
You might get
people who love it and know what it is and are willing to do that, like, more than just getting the guys back together because they're the guys that were there.
Sure.
So would you be willing to say it's not the original cast? Would you want to see replacements with the same names, or would you like to see a cast completely brand new set in that universe?
Yeah, I don't think
set in that universe and bring those characters on for episode arcs, man. And be like, hey, man, this is what Malcolm Reynolds is doing now, and like, because he still has the same voice, dude. He's the same guy, but he just happens to be fucking 15 years older now.
Yeah, the guy who played Shepard, he's gone, right? He passed away.
Yeah, he did.
So
yeah,
he died wouldn't be able to have.
I mean, he died in the show too. But no, I think the worst thing you could do is replace characters with people that other people. Like,
right.
It just doesn't really work that well. I don't know. It's like the young Indiana
Jones. It's not a soap opera.
That's different.
Disagree?
It could work if... Well, hear me out. It could work if you were trying to sell it to a new audience. But I think their main audience is going to be people that liked the original. So I don't think that'll work for anybody who liked the original. You see what I mean?
There'd be some backlash.
If someone came to it fresh, they might like it, but I don't think that's a good viable plan. They need to appeal to their cult audience that has been wanting this. So that wouldn't work in that
right.
case.
Right, don't want to use your name recognition, just start something new, right? Or call it something different.
Yeah, right. I think I'd watch it for sure. Do you think? I hope it's not, I just really hope they don't change the theme songs. I'm pretty sure they're going to mess with that.
Well, and every time they started a new Star Trek TV show, they changed the music, so...
Just do a remix on it.
Take my hand.
Like a rapper.
No, like in hand. Get like a fucking Trent Reznor to come in there and do like a gritty version of it.
Hell on Wheels.
Speaking of shows that are starting soon, Star Trek, right? Starts on Sunday,
this
is that
weekend.
Correct? Okay. Yep. I still don't know exactly how to get CBS on All Access on my fucking Netflix, or on my, what do I have?
Roku?
TiVo, on my TiVo. Honestly, I don't know if I can, how I get the fucking app on there to do that shit. I have to look that up even to do that. But my point being, I want to mention is it's on CBS, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first
episode will be on CBS.
Right. So I happened to be watching the CBS News recently. I was actually just playing with the kids, and the CBS News was on, and they're like, "Let's talk about Star Trek and how Star Trek and the technology changes with medicine based on Star Trek, and did Star Trek predict the future and blah 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 blah." Oh, and by the way, Star Trek starts this Sunday on CBS. It was like such an obvious stupid commercial. It wasn't news at all. It was just a commercial for fucking Star Trek. It was so annoying.
What?
So I got a little bit more information on the plan costs. So it is. For limited commercial plan, it's $5.99 a month or $59.99 yearly with a 7-day free trial. Or there's the commercial free, which is $9.99 plus tax a month or $99.99 with a 2-day free trial.
This is like the dying gasps of a fucking network TV right here.
and then of course, they split up Star Trek Discovery. It's 15 episodes. And they're going to air the first 8 episodes starting this weekend, finishing in November, and then the final 7 starts up in January.
Seriously.
It's the dying gasp of a shitty art form. It's so dumb. Like, our grandchildren would be like, "What? You watched what? You didn't just turn on what you wanted to watch at any time? I don't understand."
Right?
They'll also be confused why we drove our cars and the cars didn't just drive us.
Right. That time, teleportation.
I don't know. They might be like, "You mean you watch shows that didn't have PewDiePie bot saying racist things all the time? How did you do that?"
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. Like,
disappointed.
Especially for something I'm not even looking forward to, right? And well, honestly, the only reason I'm getting it is because Amy's like, "I want to watch The Good Fight."
I bet it's not even that good.
Like, I can download Star Trek and watch it fucking via, what do you call it?
Torrents,
yeah, I mean, if I need to.
You know what would be funny is if Star Trek was really awesome and The Good Fight sucked balls.
It probably will, who knows?
And you're going to be like, nope. You have to watch The Good Fight because you wanted it.
You gotta sit through The Good Fight.
You have to sit through this shitty TV show.
We should tell these guys to fuck off and just buy one membership and fucking share it between everybody. spoofing our IPs if we need to.
Ryan, get on that.
Sounds easy to use torrents if you're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Right. For some people. And for some people.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be amazing. I just don't have very good thoughts. So did you have guys...
You have a GoPro, right? So you could just GoPro the damn thing.
And send it to you guys?
And send it to us.
Actually, couldn't you just get it, like, change your VPN so you could watch it via Netflix? Because I'm just looking at the distribution, and 90 everywhere but the United States and Canada, it's going through Netflix.
Really?
Nope.
Is it?
Yeah.
Seriously? So
you could change...
Here's how it's Access USA... versus their own thing. Canada, it's on Crave TV, and Netflix and the other 188 countries.
Oh, that's so fucking annoying. Fuck you, CBS. You fucking cockfucks.
So I'm saying,
how hard would it be to change it?
I think that it would be pretty hard. You'd have to Because it's associated with your account. I think your account is associated, you know, so like...
Right. I moved to Europe for 6 months. Leave me alone.
Then they'd probably say you have to cancel your account and make a new one.
No. And they'd be, see, we're Netflix. We're cool. You can do whatever you want. We get Defenders on.
I think I read they were cracking down a little bit on that. I don't know how they were doing it, but...
Well, either way, I don't think it'd be something that... I'd rather, honestly, given the work it would take, I'd rather pay the $9 or whatever to watch it. Let's see here. Sci-fi.com recently, I don't know if you saw it on the Facebooks, but somebody linked me an article that said the 25 greatest standalone TV episodes of the last 25 years. So ooh, that's the 25 greatest standalone sci-fi TV episodes of the past 25 years. Any idea what, if I would just given that criteria, so standalone episodes pretty much, what do you got? You got any of the things like
TV?
TV sci-fi kind of standalone episode. So if it might be in within a series, but you could watch it as a standalone episode, or it's meant to be seen as a standalone episode. You got any in there that stand out that you're like, ooh, I really like this, or this, or this?
Fucking Hugh, dude.
Fucking what?
Hugh. That's got to be up there, right?
Iborg, yeah, I think that's on there, yep. All
right.
Okay, but is it... Sorry, I was not paying attention like I should be. Is it only Star Trek?
No, it's any sci-fi, basically. And that they use that pretty liberal. I think it's fantasy as well.
The first episode of Battlestar. The first one. The 33 where they kept fucking waking up every 33 minutes when they were attacked?
That's not the first episode, is it? Or is it the first episode of a season?
Of a series. Of a series. Not like the... Yeah, not the... like the miniseries that started it.
Gotcha. Yeah, 33's on there because that's fucking fun, right? It was a great idea.
What do we got?
Janesville. What's the name of that?
You love Janesville.
Right? No, that's too connected to other stuff.
Yeah. So you think so? Firefly had one out there. But it was the gas one. Yeah,
out of gas.
That's basically the one where they're sitting around talking to each other, kind of doing shit. So yeah,
cry baby cry.
The fucking the Red Wedding, or not the no, yeah maybe the Red Wedding.
Yeah, Red Wedding's
that's,
on there.
That's a good standalone episode.
They call that sci-fi.
That's why I said they use it loosely. They put some fantasy in there as well. So
yeah.
The Red Wedding
definitely not sci-fi.
Is there any
That's
Zemo
why I said they say there? Also some fantasy. Did you not hear me say that, you son of a bitch?
No, I'm
just
playing on
reiterating that it's definitely not sci-fi.
This guy, I tell you.
Is there a Xena episode where Xena and Gabrielle get it on?
There is no Xena episode on here. Good job. I think that might be actually past the 25-year limit, if you think about it.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They said last 25 years.
How old is Quantum Leap? Because
that's even older than Xena.
Yeah.
Adam, what's the Futurama episode where he is his old grandpa?
Oh.
That was a fucking good episode.
That's a good episode.
I don't know. There is a Roswell episode, or there's a Futurama episode, and it's called Roswell that ends well.
That's actually the one.
Sounds dumb, but whatever.
He goes back in time and makes up with his grandma.
Okay.
And the Nivlins, like, figure out that he's a, he's the prophet or whatever.
Right. There's got to be a Doctor Who episode.
Yeah, it's my favorite episode. So.
Oh, so Blink?
Blink, yeah. It's a very good standalone. Okay. It's the kind of episode you're like, you don't watch Doctor Who. Watch this and tell me if you like this show. Right. So, yeah, that's on there. That might be the only one of these that Ryan's seen.
I saw that one.
Your Muppets are on here for one. You probably don't know the name of anything, but Farscape Revenging Angel is on here. I don't know what that is.
That was within 25 years, huh?
Yeah, I just know that it's a Muppet. Dave loves his Muppets.
It does, dude. I love that show.
Farscape was awesome. I liked it too. Really good. Must be in the name.
Let's see.
There is a Black Mirror episode on here that I don't remember. It's called Be Right Back. It's about a woman who loses her kid or something, or is she pregnant with somebody's kid? And I don't really recall it, but I'm sure it was good.
There's got to be some Buffy episodes.
Yep, there's actually, I know there's an Angel I saw. Yeah, there's a Buffy called The Body.
Oh, that's where her mom dies.
Is that what that is? There's another Buffy called Hush.
Oh, that's a completely silent one, where the guy, the super creepy face guys are all like,
yep.
All smiling. Yep.
I think I saw a, what do you call it?
Angel.
Angel episode called, could be mistaken though, I guess not. Thought there was, though. Oh, no, there is. A Hole in the World, season 5, episode 15. I don't know that by name.
That's the one where Fred dies.
Ah,
or like where whatever, because she's possessed by the Elder God, and the God is dying, and she turns back into herself just so... Yeah.
Yep, that's one. There's, what do you call it? A Fringe episode on here called White Tulip, which is basically, kind of, I believe, what's his name? The old dude.
Walter.
Walter, yeah. Yeah, he goes and he goes over to the other side, I think either to get his wife or his kid, one of the two, I don't remember which one.
Yeah, he goes to get his kid.
He was a kid, yeah.
That's what happens in the plot, but I think this is where this is like a separate one where he just goes and gets, like, I don't remember, something. I don't know, whatever. It's not that important.
Mm.
It rounds off with a few of them. Pushing Daisies has a one in here, which I thought was kind of cool because I liked that show, even though it got destroyed.
I liked it a lot.
SG-1.
Yeah.
SG-1 had an episode, Window of Opportunity. I don't know what that is. Supernatural had Swan Song. That's the end of season 5 where Lucifer fight, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And The Walking Dead had one, the one that made me stop watching the show, basically, which was The Grove, where they decide to murder little girls. So. If you remember that one.
Oh, yes.
Yep. So that's one of the reasons I don't watch that show anymore. American Horror Story was actually on here. I want to talk just real quick about that, because it was it's the freak show, Curtain Call. It's the end of season 4, which I do remember. You don't need to watch the whole... You don't need to watch any of it, because it's kind of like what happens to these characters kind of a thing. But I did just finish watching the one you didn't watch, Hotel, Dave. And I honestly think you should give it a shot. I remember you said that you and Tiffany didn't like it, but because of the first beginning. But you should watch it; it's pretty fucking good. I was really impressed by it, so you should watch that.
I only have 22 hours in the day.
You like good TV. This is good TV. It had some really, and you know what it was? It was really good ideas, and that's the kind of thing that gets Dave Clare all jazzed up. He's like, ideas? I love ideas.
That's true.
Which one? He's an idea man.
Season
Hotel.
5 of American Horror Story, Hotel. It was pretty good. I was pretty impressed with it. In fact, I think they're my top 2 or 3 now. Honestly.
It'd be a little scary for you, Ryan.
Okay. I won't watch it then.
Ryan will add it to his list of not watching.
Actually, it's going to turn out Ryan has all these lists, and then he's going to at the end of the twist is going to be at the end he closes the notebook and it's just going to say regrets. That's the twist. Like he regrets all these things that he didn't get to do with life. We're like, Ryan, you should do this. And he's like, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll write that down in my book. And we all think it's an idea book. And then the twist is like, Ryan, it's the regrets book. Oh man, see,
at his funeral,
I'll write standalone episodes for Ryan Thomas's life. Like Ryan Thomas writes it out, like comes up with a cool AI and writes it down, but then the AI gets corrupted and dies, and then like AI Grim Reaper shows up, and he's
I watched Orville,
two of them. You watched tonight's episode.
It's not tonight. Yes, it did. It moved to Thursday's.
I thought it was Sunday.
They moved it. They tricked me.
It was a plan moved. It was going to move anyway.
Okay.
So,
do you want to talk a little bit about the Orville, though, Ryan? Since you brought it up off podcast, do you want to talk about what you discussed earlier?
Oh, I just basically found it interesting that, to me, like where I kind of thought it was going to be a Star Wars or Star Trek parody, it was less of a Star Trek parody and more of a Star Trek knockoff with goofier characters. You know what I mean? It was almost like just be a little bit more serious, and you basically have a Star Trek show.
They got some good lines in there.
They do,
of course.
But it's like a parody is usually like 90% comedy and
Naked Gun's a parody. It has comedy everywhere. And I was a little confused by what you said about this because I thought you're dumb and it's way too much like a critic, and you're dumb. But I was talking to Amy about it, and we were discussing it, and I like to bounce ideas off her and stuff, and she was like, Ryan's dumb. And I was like, I agree, but here's what I'm thinking, where he's thinking. He's probably thinking that, like, if you go into it thinking that it's a parody movie, you're going to see, wow, this is a parody, but it has a lot of like action and sci-fi and drama. If you go into it thinking it's an action or sci-fi or drama, you're going to think this has a little bit of comedy in it. So I think it's what it is, what you want to make it. But I know what you're saying. It's not the Naked Gun, right?
Yeah, and I don't mind it, actually. I think it's enjoyable to watch another Star Trek knockoff and with the goofy things happening.
To me, it's more along the lines of Galaxy Quest.
Yeah,
which I thought was funny. I enjoyed it. So
I'm going to say knockoff has that like negative connotation. I'm going to say like it's a love letter.
Sure.
Ooh.
I like that.
Wait, let me turn down the music and the lights real quick.
Because like when you say someone is like, hey, man, check this out. I got this cool thing. And you're like, hey, I got this cool thing, too. It's pretty similar. Well, that's a knockoff. It just it feels like it's got that negative connotation to it. Because it seems like as hopeful as Star Trek was, it just... What as hopeful, but in a funny way.
And yeah, there's probably a better word, but you know what I was meaning by that.
I gave you a better word.
I think it's pretty accurate. Like in the pilot, let's take the pilot. At the very end of the pilot, you learn that his wife got him the commission, basically, right? They said, we'll take a chance on him because you said so. If it was a parody, it'd be something like, I don't know, it'd be something different.
The blue
something funny.
The blue
yeah.
alien is the one that got
or it way more over the top.
Like yeah, it'd be way over the top. It'd be like, well, you know, because you're pregnant with this kid or whatever. And then they go fucking... They all run around the room and stuff.
Exactly.
Always get your colon checked, though. You gotta do it.
I did start watching another show. I tried the first episode of...
called Ghosted?
October 1st.
Baskets.
Wait for it.
Baskets season 4.
I watch that shit if it comes out. I don't know if it's going to get another season. We'll see. It won like awards.
Ooh,
anyways.
Thanks for reminding me, Ryan.
Shameless. Shameless. I tried the first episode of Shameless. Did anybody watch that?
Isn't that a black show?
No, it's Shameless. Isn't that on like Tiffany watched that? Isn't that like 7 seasons or something like that?
Yeah. I don't actually have any idea how many seasons.
It's on like a lot of seasons, though.
Oh, really?
It's the guy from Fargo.
Yeah, it's the Fargo guy. Shameless season. Oh, yeah. When I Googled it says season 8, I didn't realize that shit. Maybe I wouldn't have started it. But the first episode was pretty good.
Well, what made you decide to watch this show when there's so many other shows that people have suggested?
Here's what I did.
We've never brought it up either.
It's old.
I searched for the best TV shows, and then I filtered on comedy. No, and I used IMDb's ratings, you know, so their top, you know.
This guy over here.
So their top critic.
This guy.
So there's, I don't know how they rate. I think it's based on user stuff, because there's a lot of ones that are user. Don't judge. You don't even know what their shit is.
There's one guy, his name's Bob, he hates everything except for Shameless.
I took the anti-D2 list and I took the D2 list and I reversed it. I wrote a script and reversed it completely.
Tell me what you thought of the first episode, dummy.
It was pretty good. It was kind of, it was interesting.
Is it humorous?
It's worth, it makes me want to, it's actually more kind of, it reminded me like a Parenthood kind of show where it was like lots of people with things happening and realistic-ish. And some of it was funny, some of it wasn't.
It's a comedy.
But it wasn't super hilarious, but it was less funny than I thought it would be for a comedy.
You know what's funny, Ryan? Like, Shameless is 100% the definition of dark black comedy.
Oh, Ryan,
is that, you are finding it like the situations
like
that they
the
find
black
themselves
Knight.
In are comedy based out of horrible situations where it's like, oh, cool, the dad is like a drug addict and an alcoholic, and he's a terrible person, but he falls down the stairs and shit happens because he's a terrible person. That's where you're finding humor in, like, really terrible situations. It is like a black, black, dark comedy.
It was uplifting, the first episode, so I
don't... Of course it is!
Okay.
I don't know if that's
true. They want you to watch it!
Well, I'm not going to watch it, but I will watch it proxily through you. You let me know how it is, and then I'll live that way. It'd be awesome.
And what... What list did you look at, Ryan? Because the top 25 comedies start off like Seinfeld,
he filtered
Frasier,
by
Cheers.
Things that Dave too wouldn't like.
Oh no! But,
oh, okay.
I've seen a lot of those too, like
Friends.
I've actually,
I Love Lucy,
I've watched an episode
Enthusiasm,
of Two of Shameless,
Simpsons,
and I liked it. So.
MASH. MASH is number 8. Logic. Good job, Adam.
So, lots of those are way too old too.
MASH is not too old. MASH is timeless.
MASH is terrible.
Oh my god, After MASH is terrible.
Like 30 yeah. Rock. You watch 30 get Rock. That show was fucking
30 good. Rock was good.
Can I go back to Ghosted?
Sure.
Why?
Remember that word I said a while back?
It's weird because Joy and I watched the pilot episode tonight on Hulu.
Okay, so it came out early on Hulu?
I don't know. It must, because it's a Fox show.
Yeah.
But that would be like 10 days early. Well, I don't know if it came out the other day. I don't know if that's true. But
what'd you think of it?
I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was really funny.
Hilarious. You start watching that, that's an Adam White fucking
is it,
lock.
What is it?
It's a lock right there.
It's like take fucking Daryl from The Office and put it in the X-Men.
X-Files.
Sorry.
He's never watched Office. He doesn't know who that is. He's never watched X-Files.
I've watched The Office.
Hey, have you watched the baseball episode
of
The X-Files?
It does say which here. Daryl.
See, that's a great standalone episode.
It is, yeah.
That should be up there, man, because that's...
The premiere episode of Ghosted will stream nightly on Twitter at 8 p.m. Central starting September 21st as a new partnership between Fox and Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So maybe somehow then from Twitter it moved to Hulu.
Cool. Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to watch the pilot anyways just to see how it is, so that'd be cool.
I thought it was fun.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about the Emmys real quick, just because it happened, and it's something that happened.
What?
The Emmys. They're the award show that I don't watch, but I look at the results of. So, did anybody know anything about what happened at the Emmys or anything? Or just so let's just talk about winners. Best Drama, Handmaid's Tale. Did anybody watch that?
That was...
my wife did.
Supposed to be amazing.
It was a Showtime series.
It's supposed to be amazing. It's a future where women don't have a voice and all the men are happy. It's great. Best comedy series, Veep. Anybody watch Veep?
I watched it once.
Yeah.
Okay, I've watched Veep. I think it's pretty good. I think it's gotten stronger in previous seasons as well. Best limited series, Big Little Lies. No fucking idea. That's a Ryan
HBO.
Show.
HBO. Like Tiffany Washington, I watched a few episodes like while on my phone. And
boring.
It's one of those things where it's kind of a mystery and a bunch of characters doing things and you're trying to find some stuff like that. And then I wouldn't say you could figure it out, but like I kind of guessed at like the plot resolution. But it's interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Best actress, Elizabeth Moss. That's A Handmaid's Tale. Best actor is Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us. I think a few people watch that show. I don't know which guy that is.
One out of four.
He's one out of five. Played Charles. What did Charles Darden in like the fucking the show with OJ?
Tell me who the character is on the show. This Is Us.
He's the black guy.
See, that's all I need to know.
His name is Sterling K. Brown. Come on.
So his name is white. He ain't white. All right. Best actress in a comedy series. That's Julia Louis-Dreyfus on Veep.
She's won like 27 times in a row.
Yeah. Best actor. Yeah. Comedy series is Donald Glover, fucking Mr. Troy himself from Atlanta,
Han
which I've never
Solo.
Watched. Yeah.
Or wait, not Han Solo.
Lando Calrissian.
They really went left with Han Solo with this one.
Come on, Star Wars, man.
Atlanta. Anybody watch Atlanta? I don't watch it.
No, I was on Netflix.
Okay. Best TV movie, Black Mirror, San Junipero. Anybody watch that?
What? Is that a French show?
It's a Black Mirror show. I thought it was actually really good. It has to do with gay love and stuff like that, and technology being future stuff. It was really good.
I've only seen a couple episodes of Black Mirror. I kind of forget that it's out there.
Yeah, this one's really good.
Gotta watch it more.
It has to do with the future and technology. Like, does all Black Mirror stuff have to do with technology?
Oh,
yeah.
It seems like it.
It said that in the intro. That was on my list of things to watch when Amber wasn't around because she wouldn't want to watch it.
Yeah, well, she might actually like San Junipero or whatever. I bet, because it has to do with feelings and people in love and stuff, and she likes that. Let's see, anything else that's of note? Not really. Big Little Handmaid's Tale, The Crown. What was weird to me is Westworld won nothing. I thought that was a good fucking show. It didn't win anything.
I think you mentioned in your other thing about The Crown and John Lithgow.
Other thing? You must be talking about the other podcast, Expensive Science Baby, on Monday nights.
Yeah,
that
podcast.
This is so much cross-promotion. I remember Chris was always like anti-cross-promotion. But now he's jumped on this fucking cross-promotion bandwagon.
I just got a banner behind me on each episode for the other podcast. What were you saying about The Crown, buddy?
John Lithgow was phenomenal in that show.
Sure,
that was a really good show.
You have a super boner for John Lithgow, though.
Shut up.
You're like third rock from the sun. Greatest show I've ever seen.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry and the Hendersons. Wasn't he that evil guy in fucking Die Hard?
No.
What?
He played evil guy in Die Hard, I think. Okay. Die Hard 2, maybe?
SNL did pretty good. I thought it was pretty cool that Kate McKinnon won for Saturday Night Live for Best Supporting Actress, and then Alec Baldwin won for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for his betrayal. For his betrayal of Donald Trump.
That is funny.
It's very funny. What I also thought was kind of cool was that What's-Her-Name was was nominated from Stranger Things. Barb was nominated. Now, Barb did not win, but Barb hashtag Barb deserves better.
She was nominated?
She was,
Supporting actress?
Something 40. Like that. I think it's like a limited role or something weird, you know.
Oh, like, that's a funny one.
Okay, that's it. That's all I want to talk about that. I thought it was some very interesting stuff, and I wish Barb would have won. But can you guys think of any shows that you watched that you thought were better than those shows that won, or if you didn't watch? Like, honestly, I think Westworld should have won for something, writing or something. I thought it was really good. I don't know how it didn't win.
Right.
Yeah, that's surprising, too.
Or is it just that TV is really good now, and like there's just so much good TV out there that it's
hard? That's, you know? That's the hard part.
Because the Americans didn't win anything, did they?
No, that didn't. And I hear that's a good
show. That's a pretty good show.
Yeah, I think we need a new category. I don't think Netflix and Hulu and stuff should be in TV. I think it should be in, like, service TV.
Streaming.
Streaming TV or something like that. Because they... what do we do with HBO, I guess, because that's technically a paid TV. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're the same type of, you know, final products.
So who asked you?
Because of, like, HBO, and they all get a bunch of money up front and then can take that money and make content while, like, standard television has to make really good content and gets paid on the back end by commercials that are during the show.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know, because Netflix, didn't they just make, like, or didn't they do, like, some Jerry Seinfeld shit that, and they paid, like, exuberant amount of money for it?
Wait, what?
The coffee and cars with your friends or whatever the fuck it is.
Is that the Jerry Seinfeld thing?
Yeah, they paid like $100 million.
Sure,
for
that's because Jerry Seinfeld has ridiculous name recognition, and it's he's done, like, that show. Why do you hate Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, no, I don't love Jerry Seinfeld.
It's just him
rich
people, other comedians talking shit, basically doing a visual podcast in a car.
I understand that. Why? I understand that it's probably a good thing to get your name out there, but fucking Netflix didn't need to buy it.
They have so much money. Think of how much money they have. How many subscribers do they have at $9.95 a month or something?
Right?
It's ridiculous how many subscribers they have. They probably don't know what to do with all their money. It's like the cocaine dude in Miami in the 80s where their money is just stacked
up. Pablo.
Their
What are we doing with all their money? They couldn't count it, so they just had to weigh it. Yeah, they're like, 40 pounds equals $1 million. They're like, eh.
That's what...
the rats were eating it, and Narcos and stuff. They're like, eh. We know we're going to lose 1% of the money we have due to rats eating it.
If you walk into Netflix headquarters, that's what you see. You got to, like, move stacks of cash aside just to get anywhere.
Right.
They need to make an offshoot company or something like that. That's what they...
Why?
They probably have several of them. These small little... Because they have so much original content now. I'd be surprised if those aren't all, like contracted out to small development outhouses or something. So. Yeah. All right. Netflix is amazing. They're taking over the world.
I do think it's funny how much Adam dislikes Seinfeld for some reason.
You know, the last thing Adam hated so much, it was fucking, remember, the fucking cars that you could rent for by the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck their cars! We need professional drivers around.
It was not the rental cars, it was the Uber. Ubers versus taxis.
Is that what's going on? Is Jerry Seinfeld in an Uber in this show, and that's why he hates it so much?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it used to be in a taxi, and then they moved it to an Uber.
Oh, you know what? Here's what it is. Adam doesn't like the skill of driving to be diminished. And when people are in a car and talking and not concentrating on the road, it shows.
Even though they're drive through.
It really pisses them off because, you know, like, that shows that somebody cannot pay attention and still drive. Bullshit. I'm a professional driver.
So don't show Adam carpool karaoke.
Oh, good Lord.
Is that with, what's his name?
James Corden.
Yeah, I watched the one where he drove Michelle Obama around the circle at the White House. They wouldn't let her off the grounds in the car, so they just drove in a circle around and around and around and around. It was hilarious. and Missy Gray? No, not Missy Gray. Some Missy rapper Elliot. Showed up. Missy Elliott showed up. It was funny.
All right. Adam, you're funny.
I also don't like John Travolta.
Yeah, we know that.
But he's my favorite Twitch meme, where he just watched from fucking the movie with the commandments. What's the movie with the commandments?
Better post it.
The Ten Commandments?
No. The movie where the dude talks about the commandment before he shoots something, and John Travolta's also in it.
What?
Pulp Fiction!
So, in Pulp Fiction, when he's going to pick up that girl, he walks into the house and he just, like, looks around. It's like the best meme on Twitch. It's amazing. Trust me.
You better send it.
Apparently it's funny because Chris is laughing his ass off. But I don't know what he's talking about.
And I couldn't remember the name Pulp Fiction. Oh, I know exactly, and I couldn't remember the dude, what's his name? Fucking Samuel L. Jackson. So I just had to say, the movie about the commandment where the guy shoots his out with Lark. It doesn't make any sense. But you got there, so it's awesome.
Really?
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
I'm on it.
Netflix, Google, and Disney. You gotta kill one, fuck one, and marry one. Go.
Oh.
Ryan looks confused.
I'd say I'd fuck Disney.
No, I'd marry Disney because of all the money.
No. No. They got all the princesses. I'd definitely fuck Disney.
Ooh, that's a pretty good point.
What was the first one? Disney, Netflix.
Netflix, Disney, Google. Kill Google and replace it with Lugal.
Google, they're going to have Google Fiber.
And replace it with Lugal.
Lugal is not a thing. It's
It is a thing.
Totally
is.
It is not. Back in time.
That time machine is not a documentary.
If you kill Google, we still have Bing.
Who the fuck uses Bing? They're not going to have Bing Fiber.
I think I would agree with Dave on this. I'd kill Google and marry Netflix.
I don't know, man. That's too hard a question. I'm sorry, I can't answer.
No, it's not. It's really easy. Yeah, they got all the Google princesses.
Too, yeah. Ooh, Ryan's gonna kill Google too.
They are two dimensional.
You only need two dimensions, Dave.
Princess Leia is dead.
Not Padme.
She lives in our hearts. Fuck you.
Okay, I was gonna say she lives somewhere in your hearts, but yes, they're still two-dimensional screens.
Fine, Padme then.
They're two-dimensional until they put the three-dimensional helmet on. You can interact with them, and then you're like, oh, fuck yeah.
But then Google, you have access to every porn site on the planet.
Yes, and you have Google Fiber and Google Phone, which I used to call Ryan tonight, and Google Conversations and Google Gmail. Oh, I don't know if I can kill Google.
Yep.
I can't even get to Netflix without going through Google.
Right. How do you even get there?
Apple.
Ooh, maybe we should kill Apple.
www.google. I don't know. How do you get there?
Netflix.com.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to open Chrome, which is
that works.
You have to be. Yeah, but you have to
what
do
you open?
Chrome.
What do you open?
What are you going to do? Firefox? Yeah, more like dumb fox. Yeah.
How about Safari? I'm
telling you. Because you're back in 1985.
I use Opera. Oprah? What is that?
Oprah Winfrey has her new browser out.
It's a new it's a fork of Opera. Like, it's like got more Oprah.
With more Oprahs.
Nice.
Yeah, I used to use Oprah a long time ago, but now there's basically Chrome.
She got too black for Ryan.
Ryan still uses Hotmail, which I don't understand.
That is true.
Hotmail's gotten to be fine.
Right, but when you compare it to Gmail, which just is amazing and awesome and always there and perfect, you know.
It's pretty much the same as Gmail, though.
No.
No.
Because one is called Hotmail from the 80s, and one is called Gmail. That's cool kids do.
There's a couple things that Google does poorly. One of them is their mail has not really changed much.
Bite your tongue, you fucking.
And then the other thing is Hangouts are garbage. And Google Plus is questionable.
I'll have you know
they got some issues.
Can you call?
So what does Hotmail have to compete with Google on that aspect?
Can I call you from Yahoo?
All kinds of shit. Have you tried it?
MSNBC.
I've tried them both. Have you?
Yes. Can I call you from Yahoo? No. Answer's no. I can call you from Google.
Yahoo. What's Yahoo have to do with it?
Oh, well, is that what you're talking about?
Oh,
Hotmail. No, you're still talking about
can
Hotmail.
Can I call you from Hotmail? No, I can't call you from Hotmail. Can I text you from Hotmail? No, I can't text you from Hotmail. So let's just assume that Google's amazing.
All right.
I'm very sad you guys are killing Google.
Ryan, you should look
not
at this.
I'm killing it. I'm just merging
you should look
it
at this video.
With Google.
It's the best kung fu video I've ever seen.
Did you post that again?
Well, he didn't. He couldn't see it because he wasn't on.
At least to be honest.
It's so
Ryan. What? This is so awesome. It's dumb.
He's teaching the art. For 10 years, he's taught the art of crotch kung fu. Why is he hitting himself in the scrotum? Oh, my God.
Because it's you're supposed to strengthen your weak points. That's the whole idea.
This is... are you kidding me?
No, it's real.
This is not real.
It is.
The aim is to build up resistance, and it's important for male sexual health. Read the tagline.
Crotch kung fu. Iron crotch kung fu.
I don't like...
Are you?
I don't want
this,
to watch this
is
anymore.
Painful to watch. Is this actually real?
I don't want to watch this anymore.
This can't be real.
It's totally real. Iron crotch kung fu. It's the best thing. It's a bunch of Chinese guys hitting each other in the crotch. Rochambeau style.
Makes me sad.
It's pretty funny.
I think the Five
true,
Kings...
Real or not, it's funny.
I think the Five Kings need to have a tournament.
I lose. I'll just forfeit. I don't want to be kicked in the crotch.
Oh, the greatest king will be the guy who can get kicked in the balls the most.
This is a cool picture of Lara Croft over the years. I like in 1996 when they had to make her boobs big because of pixels, but then over in 2000 they had to make them a little bit smaller because of pixels. Actually, 2012 they're like the smallest I think they've ever been.
Right, she's the youngest.
Yeah, that was before
like
she could afford
her boobs
the
grew
rest
over
of
time.
They got 98. Yeah. No, I think they grew backwards. I see. What's bigger, 98
big boobs
or 2000?
Went out of style for a little bit there, I guess.
99 seems off kilter a little
that
bit.
Seems pretty
well,
big too.
2000s, I think that's when she had ribs removed. Because, like, look at her left hand, her side, like
she
her
got
side.
Shot.
I know she's popping her hip out and stuff like that, but that really, she has no like lower intestine, no stomach, no liver.
Yeah, I think you're right. Huh.
2012, yeah, she actually looks like a normal person almost.
I know. What's wrong with people? Making people like normal people.
Right.
Okay, give me a few more things and let's wrap this shit up.
HBO has officially ordered a pilot on The Watchmen.
This is something I would look forward to.
So Damon Lindelof, who did Lost and stuff like that, he is creating a pilot of The Watchmen. And it's going to be based on the graphic novel. It's not going to be the graphic novel, but it'll have the characters and set in that time frame. And
that's cool.
1980s. HBO has ordered the pilot, but not necessarily the series. So we'll see if that goes anywhere.
Okay,
that should be cool. Yeah. Is that taking over for Game of Thrones?
Are you kidding? They have 4 Game of Thrones pilot series being ordered right now.
Seriously?
With George R. R. Martin writing 2 of them. So they'll never get done.
If during football season, they'll never get done. That's for sure. Huh. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it's football season. Ooh.
It'll be interesting to see how long we get before like people are like, too much Game of Thrones, like they do for comic book movies.
I don't know.
Otherwise, that's what I got.
I wish there was some Keter stuff that I could talk or magic things that we could talk about, but Ryan, doesn't seem to be anything you put up here about computers or
I could tell you there's a pre-release this weekend. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, we should maybe do that.
I think I'm busy all weekend, sorry.
Yeah, how could you go to that? Ryan?
Who are you talking to?
You're coming up to
Ryan, you don't have enough time
Ryan
to be able
makes
to go to pre
time for what's important, god damn it.
Yeah, I skip my nap. I'll skip my nap this weekend. How's that sound?
That's something Dave can't do.
No, because naps are important.
It's hard to skip something that you don't do. So.
Right.
It is, but if you work at it hard enough, when you believe in yourself,
you just try sometime.
Right. Okay. I'll work on go to pre-releases and get naps too.
Dinosaur set looks so fun. Dinosaurs and pirates. Yeah.
Sounds cool.
It does. I kind of wish.
Hey,
are they
doing the fucking Family Guy thing where they just like have a manatee swim around the bottom of a pool and pick up random words and say like. Let's figure out what we're going to do here. All right. Dinosaurs? That sounds great. Pirates? Yeah, that sounds great. We're going to do that. Next one's going to be like space. All right. And Vikings. Maybe. All right. Space Vikings. That sounds great.
Ixalan is the name of the island they go to and try to get all the treasure and stuff. I think it looks cool. I think it looks like low fantasy. And sometimes it's fun to go back to low fantasy when you've had giant Eldrazi eating worlds and stuff, you know?
Yeah. True.
But it's called magic, so there can't be that much low fantasy.
Sure, there can.
All the dinosaurs must be green cards, though.
Green and red,
what?
Probably. Green and red.
I mean, there's still going to be, like, bird creatures, I'm sure, and, like, fish creatures and giant monsters. And it's going to be high fantasy, but maybe, like, less, like, super, super, super high fantasy.
If you can find a Brachiosaur card, I'll totally buy it from you.
Okay,
A penny?
they should make one that's all about volcanoes and like red is the only color that's in the set. That'd be pretty fun. Just that would be like, yeah, happened, a volcano exploded and white got destroyed and so did blue and green and black got destroyed. But
like
you know what survived?
Island.
And all the cards are destroy land cards. It's just like you put a land out and you destroy their land. Oh, shit. Right.
I think we'd be remiss if we don't talk about the movie we all watched together that Dave did not watch because it was interesting. And we watched a movie, and it was fun. And we should talk about it, because it got destroyed at the box office, right?
Yeah, Dave, I really looked, and he wasn't really doing anything when he got home.
No, he was like, I'm going to go home and just sit there, where he easily could have watched the movie with us, you son of a bitch.
You could have said your plane flight was delayed, and then came over. But you did, didn't
true.
You?
Do you notice how when we were watching that movie, and you guys were sometimes chatting and stuff, which is fine. And, like, I missed a word, and I wanted to know every word.
You wanted
and, like,
to
you guys are like,
off.
Whatever, you know, like, it's probably...
No.
It's probably
okay,
doesn't
so
matter.
Let's
start
clear,
with
this.
Let's,
what
clear.
Movie did you guys
well,
watch?
Hang on,
so this
let
is,
Ryan
so everything
his
I said was unbiased and 100% accurate.
Okay.
It's true,
I'm
I agree.
I'm wondering if there's different watching styles
yes,
where...
by far.
In part, that makes it harder for me to find time to watch shows because when I watch stuff, I want to hear every word, and if I miss something, I rewind and like I don't want to. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I think you're right, but I think Dave's the same way. If I'm watching it alone, I watch it on subtitles a lot of times, especially British
yeah,
shows, because that way
I
do know every word. It was tough because Adam was in a happy mood, and when Adam gets in a happy mood, he wants to talk.
Right,
I do.
But what I also found funny was we were. Like, Adam and Chris and myself were talking, and, like, we weren't talking a lot, but we were like, hey, this is like this and like this. And Ryan would be like, "What'd they say?" And then we would all say what was said. Like, we could, we were like actively watching the show and able to absorb the most part, what they were saying.
I will say there's one or two times where I missed the word too because like a, because the fucking mage was whispering and she would stop whispering.
Irish slurs and stuff like that.
But I will say, you know what? It is an art form learned over many years of watching Mystery Science Theater to be able to make a comment during the non-dialogue parts. Like, you know it. It's an art form. Like, okay, they just said something. Now that we got a second before, they're going to take a beat. Now I can say something? Okay, now it's a hard-earned art. I'll give you that.
I'll need to work on that.
We tried to teach you that a long time ago, Ryan, but you always wanted to kick a ball around.
Also, we had to explain the story and the history and the background.
No, we did not. Right. That's bullshit. That's kind. Okay. Ryan, dumb. Dave. He's not dumb. Dave, do you know what movie we're talking about yet? Did we say it?
We didn't. No.
What movie did we talk about? What movie did
we... is it the most recent, like, King Arthur movie?
Yeah, it's King Arthur.
Look at that. See? Right there.
It was a weird movie. Like, it was a weirdly created movie. Yes. Like, the style was totally strange.
Yep. And that's Guy Ritchie's MO, right?
It was fun though. Yeah. I actually quite liked it.
It was effectively like a pre-Christian England superhero movie.
Yes.
It had an origin story. It had all this stuff. He had a band of guys together. It was like King Arthur becoming King Arthur as a superhero, if he was a superhero.
I think if you mixed Robin Hood Men in Tights with like the Avengers.
The
comedy was because of dialogue, not because of
not Men in Tights, Prince of Thieves. I'm sorry.
And I would say, I don't know. It felt to me like a like what we were talking about. This could very easily been a higher fantasy D&D movie. If you change a few names, this is a D&D movie. We're like, and we were pointing out shit that we're like, that's obviously a teleportation circle to a different world where there are giant animals that they got outgrown. And oh, look, that they're just casting haste right now. That's all that does. And, you know,
giant rat swarm.
Yes, rodents of unusual sizes.
RUSs.
It was fun though. I liked it. And there's mages and fighters, and there were some cool things in there. What happened to the sword? I thought was really cool when his dad dies, because everybody knows Uther dies, and that's how Arthur gets the sword eventually. The lady in the lake. I thought that was really cool. I thought that there's just a lot of neat stuff. I thought they did.
The elephants with enlarge cast upon them.
Oh my god! The massive mount spells with with super enlarge. Yep. Yeah,
it was cool. Yeah.
Now I'm gonna have to watch it.
That was like the weird thing about it, like they showed so much details about. I feel like this movie you could probably watch twice, and like the second time maybe notice more interesting things. I don't know if it was good enough that I would watch it twice.
It was good, but it was very... I know, it was very stylistic. Do you remember fucking Sherlock Holmes movies that he made where basically he's like, I'm going to tell you the plot, or I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, and then during that time, I'm going to show you actually what's happening as I talk about what's happening. So, and it was very much like that. And their montages were interesting, but kind of seemed a bit off-kilter a bit, and very... Yeah, I understand why nobody liked this movie.
Almost all the secondary characters were interesting or had a quirk about them that made them memorable.
Yep, definitely.
And it was all the people that were on Game of Thrones that were in the off season got to come and go do cool stuff.
That's true.
In the same characters.
Well, kind of. They all talked with their cool same voices.
Basically the same, except for Littlefinger is now an archer. But besides that,
wait, who else was in there from Game of Thrones?
Roose Bolton. Fucking, you know, House Bolton.
Who was he?
He was the guy when he was all like, alright, tell me about your day. And he's all like, I did this. They're like, whoa, tell me about your day. I woke up.
Okay. He was Jeff. Jeff.
No, he was Jeff. Jack.
Jeff.
Jack. Jack.
Gotcha. Yeah.
He wasn't George the Monk. He was, and Arya was in it. Remember Arya? She had a good scene.
Kung Fu George.
Kung Fu George. Yeah. It's pretty good. It was a fun movie.
Sir Kung Fu George.
I just think it's neat that I honestly kind of wish they would have taken the exercise and been like, let's make this a D&D movie and just change a few names and a small plot point about a sword and a stone, and that's all you need, because everything else was unique and basically not King Arthur, right? If you think about it.
I think yeah, the hard part is that like Charlie Hunnam acts the same way so as like in Sons of Anarchy, like he walks.
Pacific Rim guy.
Pacific Rim guy.
Okay. See, you need to know your audience. You don't need to know the references that they'll get.
Which character did he play in
King Arthur?
Movie?
Arthur.
Oh, King Arthur.
Arthur that... Pendragon?
Okay. That would have been the easiest way to explain
it. The way he walks and the way he talks is pretty similar to...
That happens. I think Littlefinger looked the same pretty much as well.
Except for
he had shaved.
Yeah. That's his HBO contract wouldn't let him do anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one thing I did read that was interesting. That who's the dude that's now directing Star Wars?
J.J. Abrams?
Yeah, apparently they had to pay...
Fox,
like, three figures or something, millions of dollars to get him out of that, to be able to do something. I thought those
No, just to rent him. They're renting him off of Fox, because he's got, like, a 10-year, 10-movie contract with Fox or something like that.
Yeah.
That's good. That is crazy.
It's like a football club renting some player for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a loan. He's on transfer to... Juventus. Something.
What? LA Galaxy. Hello.
Okay.
We have a team now. We should root for our team. So here we go, Galaxy.
Here we go.
Okay. Anything else, or can we be done?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool. League of Legends Worlds are this weekend. We'll wrap up with that. It's in China, so it has weird hours. So it might be kind of hard to watch the show. I might have to just do them, you know, later on. But
they have another viewing time, like a separate. They have basically a U.S. viewing time, which I think that's when I'd watch.
Yeah,
so if you want to watch them live-ish, they basically are replaying liveness.
Well, you can watch them on VOD anyway.
Right, but sometimes you like. It's gonna be hard for me to be like, it's Friday. I don't really have to do anything tomorrow. Maybe I'll wait till 4 a.m. till TSM starts. But anyways, we'll let everybody know how TSM does. They're projected to do really bad, but you know they always project to do really bad in the world. So, we'll be back next week. GeeksNextDoorFTW@gmail.com is our email address. GeeksNextDoor is our Facebook page. www.patreon.com/expensivesciencebaby is our Patreon page. And that's it.
Hey, it pays our hosting fees.
That's
so
right.
Good.
All those damn hosting. Hey, it's the same fucking account. So, all right. All right. Later.
Bye bye.